This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pender Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Of gold they stole away, how many lives them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go too well. Cause after we know and you could only
ask. And good afternoon, good day, happy Thursday. It's a Talking Heads Thursday with Pearlie here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's so good to be here with you again, so good. Man, I could get really used to this. But I hope everybody there is good. You had a cool night, however you want to call it, last night. Temperatures expect to be cool again tonight, so keep warm. You know, get your blankets out, you know, and get yourself warm because it's going to be a cold few days. But how do you, I mix. I like summer. I love summer. I love summer because I like the beach. I like the outdoors. I don't know how much I like winter. I did go to school in Minnesota, but I hated every minute of it. But not hated the school, but hated the weather. Loved the school. But anyway. But you know, we can talk today, but I need you to become talking heads, and we got to tell you how to do that.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
All you got to do is call 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or you can call 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. Toll free, 242-300-5720. Or you can text me on the text line, which is powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Yes, 422-4796. That's how you can become a talking heads. Tell me what you think about some things that are going on. We can bring it up in a half a second. Boy, let's see what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And that music is, the entry is so appropriate. 50% VAT cut on food. PM tax cut will apply to all food in food store. Tax slash takes effect April 1st. AG says government committed to fighting corruption. Full implementation of FOIA eyed for this year, the AG says. This section of the Nassau Guardian, government developing legislation to combat anti-competitive behavior. By lowering costs, increasing competition, and enhancing price transparency, we are creating an environment where both consumer and entrepreneurs can thrive. Griffin, legislation would assist significantly in controlling the rising cost of goods. Thompson slams government on slow digitalization progress. Winder, most court proceedings will now be digitally recorded. Sterling Global warning of entity claiming to be owner of Sky Beach Baham Beach Resort. Bridal Association to capitalize on cruise passengers for destination weddings in 2025. And Bahamas has the talent to innovate via technology, says Tech Boss. Interesting. So, how everybody out there doing today? Did you watch and or listen or read the Prime Minister's national address last night, Building a More Affordable Bahamas? I was able to listen to the shows today. And getting a take from what's going on, and particularly the show prior to this, Z Live. and found it very interesting. I just wanted to maybe continue to talk about it a little bit more. You know, there's some questions I have that I don't quite understand. And, you know, even though I went to SAC and I think, we, you know, I still understand this. So, you know, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't going there. I'm not going to go there. But it's still some of the stuff I don't quite understand. And I you know, I'm going to ask the questions and you know, is this, you know, I was disappointed. Let me tell you what I was disappointed in. And don't think I just pick in. Ain't nothing but crime and corruption. Those two things that are rocking this nation, we haven't heard a word about. Is this a distraction to say, let's talk about this 50% cut in VAT on food when there was no VAT on it before? You take it from 12% to 10%, even though you cut others from 12% to 10%, and we're trying to make people think you cut VAT by 10% all across the board, which you didn't. And that's not fair to think that we ain't got enough sense to understand that. You know? And then, I don't know, why nothing was said, you know, we just had a senior police officer charged. That's the country won't know what's going on with the prime minister. No, you ain't got to give no details to interfere in the case, but goodness give, say something about it. We got one of the held in the States. We got people talking about corruption all over the country, and you ain't say a word? We got a feeling that it was going to talk about the economy and crime. I got to read it again because I might have missed something. You know, I might have just been going too fast. You know, and some things here ain't quite factual, man. I ain't like that. Wi-Fi's in the parks. You continue the program that has already started. Parks already had free Wi-Fi on it. I don't know. Yeah, the economy better. COVID was over. Come on, let's talk sense with people, you know, real things. Don't play the political game. You members of your party accusing Pintar of playing political games. Just come on, some of these things you're leaving out. Crime. You know what? Anyway, let me behave. Carla, you are on the air. How you doing?
I had to breathe first, Curly. Because last night was...
Come on my show and then say Happy New Year.
Yeah,
but you got to say Happy New Year to me. You just the first time you called it in the show, I know your voice, but it's the first time you called it for the whole year and you're going to say Happy New Year?
Man, good afternoon, Pearly. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Naughty if he's there.
He's not there. Only me.
It's always a pleasure to be able to, you know, just... I thank God for places like Guardian Radio where we could vent our frustration sometimes as a people and just vet our frustration sometimes. Because like I said to Mr. Lang earlier, you know, he's a finance man and to be able to hear from him on some of these things sometimes bring a lot of clarity to our reality versus the rhetoric. Now, for me, what was disturbing last night to me was yesterday when I got in, I was a bit tired and I dozed off. And when I got up, it was 9 o'clock, and I'm beating myself saying, but you missed the prime minister's speech. Like, he could have been saying something that we needed to hear. And so before I could turn to, like, find the speech, there were, I would only could assume, PLPs on social media, like, making a victory lap around social media. Too straight, I thought this was like a Saxon jungle type vibe. And I'm wondering, like, what's going on? What happened? And then I find out, oh, the prime minister announced that they're going to reduce VAT on food items by 50%. And I'm like, that's what we're parading and victory lapping about with all of what we've endured as a people. Y'all are going to just buy our attention with 50% off on food items, like there's a Black Friday sale or something. Like what's going on here? And it felt very disheartening. So I said maybe I'm not being objective. And then I saw one of the particular PLPs. His godmother said to him on social media, "Hey," and I was like, "Yeah, for true, VAT really ain't nothing at this point. We didn't used to pay in VAT. We ain't complaining about VAT. We don't know where the money gone and what's not. But I really think you're trying to switch the topic." And so I automatically started hitting that. No, I'm not concerned about where the VAT money gone and the VAT money conversation. I want to know where the drugs, the coke and the police plane money gone and thing. Where that money gone and stuff? Why y'all ain't talking about those things that have uprooted the trust and integrity and standing we had in on the world stage? How come we just talking about all of a sudden 50% of VAT? The FNM been saying that long time. So what's so historic about it now? And so that's what was disheartening for me about last night.
Okay.
And I think it was a waste of effort, because at this point, people are saying all around social media, when you've come to a point where you've done so much that nothing you do matters anymore, I think that's kind of where the Bahamian people are, to the point that someone posted something and say, you know what? Tell Brave, just put everything back like how you need it and ring the bell. I was like, wow, I wish we could do that. Reset the burden numbers, have less people have died under them and what's not, and just ring the bell and wonder what will happen. I really think that they wouldn't end up being the government again if we could do this all over again. And so I don't want them to be fooled by one speech from the PM and start victory laughing around the place. Bro, the Bahamian people have endured so much, and they've added to the natural burdens that we've had to endure with inflation and all the other world events, natural events that have happened. They, some of their policy and lackluster management and leadership has added to our toll in terms of misery as a people. And I don't think they're being genuine in acknowledging it. I heard Anton say earlier on Trivago's show that the Prime Minister, in his tone and voice, sounded like he's now going through. If he really was in touch, I don't think you can just ease the pain half the way on me, man. Ease the pain all the way, man.
I got you.
Gear brother blind, man.
Go to zero.
And that's what Pintard saying. Don't pinch the wide, man. Bust the bag wide open and really gear supply as a people. So that's my point about it, Billy.
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate that. Callie on the air. How you doing? Hello? Don't listen to your radio. Listen to your phone. I'm right here.
Hey, what's up, police? It's Peter, boy. What's up?
Hey, Petersburg. How you doing, man?
Man, dealing with this cold, man. You know what I'm saying? Just freezing, man. I had to pull up them long johns and them thermal socks last night. it was 39 degrees like last night, and then it warmed up to 41.
You got heat in your house? You got heater in your house, or you have to buy
it? I got heat and everything, but you know, man, it's still be cold, man.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I don't miss that.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. Hey, do people who get pension do they still have the do they take VAT out of their money?
Not out the pension money, but the money it come out whatever you buy.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, if you're getting $10 a week pension, you can get your $10, but then you got to go and anything you spend that money on is VAT, you know.
Yeah, just like here too. I don't like they don't tax my money from the military. That's why I don't file for income tax anymore, because everything is tax free. But say you go to the store, you still pay your tax.
Yeah.
I think people who retired and work all their life, man, I think they should be tax free, man. You know what I'm saying?
It should be some.
That's my opinion.
Some stores like Lowe's and some other stores give senior citizens and people 60 and over a 10% discount. So.
Man,
the utilities company all do, but I think you get a 10% discount for your age as well.
Okay, because some people a little bit of money they get in data.
No, and it's a little bit of money they get, and trust me.
And also, like I said, man,
the things that they need, medicine, some of the older ones, depends, and older ones. That's the thing with VAT is still on, and that's what's hurting them, and that's what you're calling for. If you can take VAT, let's take VAT off them. Your medicines and female products and stuff.
I thank God I've been in the military. We get all our medication, you know.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I'm lucky, man. You know what I'm saying, boy? That's why I tell these young kids, if you ain't going to college, man, join the military, man. You get them 4 years, man, and, it pays off when you get older, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Medication, man, I look at some of the medication prices here right in the stateside, man. I was sitting on, man, I couldn't afford that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
Hey, remember, y'all stay warm, man.
All right, brother.
Hey,
you too, man.
What was the temperature last night?
60 something last night.
Man, that's like Alaska relative to Bahamian.
And it's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to even be colder tonight.
Man, look here.
It's supposed to go down to 64 tonight, 63.
It was 49 in Miami, 32 in Tallahassee.
I saw that. I don't miss that. Okay, brother.
Hey, man, you should be used to that, man. You went to school in Minnesota, man.
I've been home too long.
I feel you. All right. Hey, have a good one, man.
All right, my brother. You take care. Get to this tech colleague. Get you right. Let me read a couple of texts. Hey, Pearly, the PM had a session. I want to hear Anton spin on that comedy show. The show was last night with Jokey as a PLP. I was shocked last night. Yeah, you all forget when Brave come in, we were under curfew. Hey, careful what you say, what you asked for. Boy, I tell you, we in, hold on, let's back this up here. Oh, wait, great show as usual. Sounds like it's going to be another world war. I'm letting the world, no one in advance, count me out. I ain't participating in any war. I ain't start. Great show as usual. The country has a big problem headed to the next election. Brave government is doing a poor job, but people ain't feeling Pintard as leader. He might be the Scottie Pippen of the FNM. He's a good team player, but might not be able to lead. The FNM the political victory. We are in a conundrum as voters. I know you might say, "Well, vote for Lincoln." I say, "Pearly, hell no, we ain't for that desperate as voters." Boy, I tell you, we in a problem. And Happy New Year, Pearly. Don't drive bad on these roads. And tell your caller back, black people don't bathe. Is this good? If people say this, bathe last night, 65% of them lied. And the last one, here we go. Happy New Year, my dearest Pearly. I wish you many more years of health, happy, and prosperous years, filled with joy, peace, and love. I was very disappointed in the speech. He did not address crime. All he did was tell untruths about the pandemic. He was campaigning when he talked about the FNM. Caller, you are on the air. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Pearly?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm good. Can you talk a little louder? Or you can't?
I can.
Okay.
I listen. Not actually listen. I started to listen to the Prime Minister's speech.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't coming out too clearly. So I guess I have to listen to it again.
Okay.
But it was a little, you know. Based on what I heard, I don't know how correct it is.
You still got to speak up there. I can't hear you. You got to speak up.
Based on the information that I heard.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't actually listen to the speech, right?
Okay.
he said, right, that he was going to take, he was going to reduce back to 5%.
On food. On food.
Food.
Stuff.
Right?
Not cooked food,
food
now.
Item.
Food items, you not cook food. Food you buy out of the food store.
Food from the food store.
Yeah, right? I wonder if that's cat food and dog food too. I'm not sure, but food.
Food, everything.
Okay,
then
food.
The food store, that is, right?
All the food in the food store now. Not the bleach. Okay. Not the Tide.
Not the baby items.
Not the Tide. I don't know. Now, see, they might say baby food. I don't know, but not Pampers.
Not Prada.
Not like that. None of those things, right? Not okay. Feminine, not female stuff. Not deodorant. None of that stuff. Okay.
Anyhow, my take is, I don't know. He's been listening for anyone, but most of the time when I call them, right? My problem is medication.
There's VAD on medication. He's not taking the VAD of medication.
I know he's not taking it, but I'm saying if he should have taken it off of medication.
Should have never put it on.
He should have taken it off because it should have never been put back on, right?
Right.
As a matter of fact, he should have cut back completely for right now.
No, you can't because you got to get. The government got to pay bills. The government got to pay bills, so that's the way the government has cut the duty on, and should be cutting the thing. So that means the government's revenue is down. So this is how the government make it money back, so they can pay its bills, so it can pay the government the salaries and everybody like that and things like that.
Okay, I hear you.
And for the prime minister trips, you know, that's what that for you. I go on.
Anyhow, what they should have done is cut it off. Put it 5% on medication and I'll put that.
That's your idea. Okay, I think there should be zero, but if you say 5%, fine.
Yeah, well, then you just say he have to keep it because he doesn't.
No, not he can keep it on other things. Medicine.
Medicine,
bread basket items, health food. I have to agree with the opposition on them. Baby items, I think they should be VAT-free. That's the essential stuff, man.
Like you said, I'm going to listen to him.
Okay.
What do you talk about? Crime.
Ain't say nothing but crime.
Ain't say nothing.
Nothing but corruption. Just listen to it.
Yeah, I'm going to read. I'm going to listen to it.
Okay, you can go with it on the OPM Facebook page.
I will.
Okay,
all
right. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Pearly?
In this corner.
I might call you yesterday and ask you what is it the Prime Minister could say.
Yes, you did.
You know what I mean? The Prime Minister had the perfect opportunity to affect change and to make people feel like they're a part of this country. Instead of making people feel like they're foreigners in their own country.
Boy.
You know what I mean? He had the perfect opportunity last night to do something meaningful. And again, just squander it like he always do. You know, we still in the negative, because the things which you charging us 5% on now is zero.
Yeah.
So we still in the negative, being ahead.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Find the sense. This dude, I don't know. I know we sure pick a good one. Not me, because I support him, but they sure pick a good one. But anyway,
Carly on the air. How you doing?
Really?
Hey.
What's happening, GNN?
Hey, GNN, what you got to say, man?
Huh?
What you saying?
Boy, I don't understand us as a Bahamian people.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we call the talk shows or wherever we call, we have a debate and we start off the head good. Boy, brave this, brave that, or pin that, the next thing. And then when they do, they switch over. Yeah, that's why I think I came with the FNM. Or that's why I think I came with the PLP. Something wrong with our head. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
Who started this debat thing off? Christie, right?
Yep.
Who take it up to 12%?
Menace.
Who bring it back down to 10? All over the board.
Brave.
And who in the House of Assembly making all kind of monkey capers about this what against the PLP? Who?
Pintad. Uh-huh.
If you remember, if my memory serves, because Bahamian people don't.
Nah, no, get. Go ahead. Let me hear what you say. Go ahead.
A couple of years ago, It was that CEO, Michael Pintad, who signed on for the VAT to go to 12% when the boy from Bahamian, Vaughn Miller,
yeah,
and one or two others,
yeah,
get fired.
Yeah.
That they signed against it.
Yeah, yeah. So but hold on. Now, let's say the story. He put it. He signed off on VAT
and them get fired.
He signed off for VAT to go to 12%. Yes, but he also signed off for VAT to be no VAT on bread basket items, on medicine, on female products, on baby products. Let's say the whole story now.
I ain't buying. I ain't buying that because he could have do what Vaughn all be them do.
But they got together as a cabinet and agreed on certain things.
Vaughn
Miller, I know what you're talking about, and agreed on it for certain reasons. See, emotionally, we didn't like VAT going up. But realistically, it's something that we had to, and I'm not against Christie for implementing VAT, you know. He had to do that. But he was supposed to come in at 15%.
Yeah, but Diane, see, my point is, don't be over there carrying on dead VAT. He's not carrying on bad about VAT.
He's carrying on bad about having VAT on bread basket items, on medicine, on baby products.
All he's doing is acting his role in opposition.
Well, that's his job. If he don't do that, you can say he ain't doing nothing.
Now, let me show you how much they care about us.
Okay.
In the last week and a half, we had 7 persons died in dialysis. 7. And Darvel out there staring in the headlight, dribbling. 7 persons die in 1 week. When compared to the other centers, I spoke to one person at the center, they had must be 2 or 3 people died from 22 to now. We got 7 persons died in 1 week in dialysis in there. Let me show you how much they care about us. We had an incident there the other day where the lady stepped off the bus, going to work, do her business, and the fella attacked her. Thank God a good Samaritan saved that woman's life. Yeah. Do you know? Let me show you how much they care about us, Bahamians. Do you know that the member of parliament for that lady area ain't going to see that family or that woman yet in the hospital?
But
they talking about Lincoln being in
this area.
Yeah, Leslie Miller gone. Yeah,
which
Lincoln being gone.
Which but area
the road ain't never touched foot to go see that family yet.
Okay.
That woman could have been dead. That's how much they care about us. So y'all be able to stop calling this radio station being stupid. Thanks for taking my call.
GNN, throw me off this night, dead bot. You know something? We can take a break. It's Pearly Talking Heads Thursday. 96.9 FM. I can respond on that when we get back. Call it, don't go nowhere. We're coming right back to you. My goodness.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with a frown.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy. And your order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Better say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
And we're back to Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I come to you right now, Carla. Don't go nowhere. Text. Great show as usual. Why is lime $1.35 each? Opposed to people selling weed, they might as well sell lime. it might be a trade for Buddy. Is that true? Yeah, I'm hearing about that. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Dave wrote the script for the PM last night. Just leave every fired the consultants, cause that ain't doing nothing. What is the cop in New York saying? Yeah, a little grammar. And I understand what you're trying to say. Carla, you are on the air. How are you? What's buzzing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey, what's up?
Pearly, I'm glad you're happy and you are celebrating a new year and all of your bills have been reset to zero. Has that happened?
Listen, I would be doing backflips if all my bills were set to zero.
Well, you know, I mean, you have in the new year. And
there should be no bills for the new year.
If your bill is the same, it ain't new.
Hey, man, only the day different.
So you're still a prisoner of the present, eh?
Amen, I say.
Yeah, man. But Pearly, that's just the way it is. But, you know, that is just an attempt. It's a little political move. I mean, you know, these people like political bones. It's like we thrive on politics and the real thing, the real world sticks once in a while and then we try to find somebody to bail us out. That's just the way it is. But, you know, since you're happy, that's good to know. But I want to know all this cold weather you're promising, man. I ain't feel it yet.
It can be cold tonight.
You sure?
Yeah, it can be cold tonight.
All right. Well, Pearly, there's one more thing I want to say because you might want to help me out with this.
Okay.
Hypothetically speaking, suppose I rob a bank or rob whatever and I have, like, say, $90,000. Or I've been a drug dealer all my life. That's how I earn my money.
Uh-huh.
And I need a lawyer. Is it okay for me to use that money that I illegally made to pay my lawyer? Is that okay?
You teeth it, so you ain't supposed to use that in the lawyer. If knows that's illegal, fans should not be accepting it.
But that's all I've been a drug dealer all my life. My lawyer fees are hefty. So obviously, when you see these lawyers who are parading around as saints and whatnot, you know, you could clearly see that they are laundering. Because I could use a lawyer to launder money if he's a crooked lawyer, you see what I'm saying?
You can, but I think we have more straight lawyers than crooked lawyers in this good country.
Okay, all right then, Pearly. But look, great show, and I'm happy to see how you are mushrooming into a good host.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate
it. Keep it up, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Boy, that's a good one. My head a little smell. Carla, you are on the air. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, Pearly. How are you?
I'm good.
Listen, the Prime Minister really didn't do anything special. You know why I say that?
Tell me.
The prices of the items in the food store, they haven't gone down. Right? Right now, eggs are like $9 a dozen, right?
You're just paying 5% VAT on it instead of 10.
So, no, I just saying.
Yeah.
So what is to stop, for example, eggs going from $9 a dozen to, right?
Ah.
So when it goes up to $15 a dozen, you're only taking 5% VAT off of that.
Yeah.
The price of the items hasn't gone down.
So the cost of living is still an issue.
Still
cost of living is still an issue.
Huh?
The cost of living is still an
issue.
That's
what I'm saying. The prices of the items in the food stores, they are still at the same price.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And could go up again by next week.
Exactly. I understand your point.
So he hasn't really done anything.
Well, you know, now he did say that that he's going to be instead of just going to the United States, all right, for items,
yeah,
right? I wanted to make sure I look at the right thing, you see, because I don't want to misquote our good Prime Minister. He said that we get, I think, 90% of our goods out of the United States, all right?
Yeah.
And that we'll start looking at other places to get our goods. And that should help, because we get transparency, we get competition. That would help us to
But that doesn't happen. That is not gonna happen right away.
That's not gonna happen right. But my question to that, I heard that, right? Now let's give an example, and I'm not saying this is exactly how it happens, right? Let's say we're getting avocados out of Peru. Okay?
Yeah.
United States getting 1 million avocados out of Peru. And then they sell in 50,000 to us, when 50,000 Jamaica, you understand, 1 million he getting at a price of, say, $1, or is he getting it at 10 cents an avocado? Because he's buying 1 million. Now, we only need 50,000. So we're going to Peru to get 50,000 avocados directly from Peru. How are we getting it to the Bahamas directly to save the transport, the shipping cost? And what price we can get? We ain't getting it for the same price the Americans get it at, because they're buying a whole bulk. We're only buying things, they might get it just for $5.
Right.
Are we doing the math? And I don't know. Maybe they did the math on this and show me how we can source these items from other countries that we have no shipping lanes with. You still got to use either the American or the Chinese shipping companies to get them here, correct?
Right, right. So my thing is, right, who is actually going to the direct people to buy the stuff? Not government, right?
Well, the government said they're opening trades with other countries. I know Mr. Roberts can go to the place where he can get the best deal. If he gets shipped and coming directly from the United States and getting his avocado for 50 cents, why he can try to get him through where he got to pay $1.50 or $2, which means you and I got to pay $5, $6.
Yeah, and the freight will be triple.
I could be wrong now. I'm only speculating here now. If somebody can run the math to show me, then I'll be appreciative.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Carly, you on there. How you doing?
Good afternoon again, Billy.
Yes, sir. You and your feelings, eh? What happened? You that upset with this speech?
No, man. No, I'm trying to tamper my emotions, because you remember the old people had the saying, say, don't yuck up my vexation.
Yeah, I remember that saying, yeah.
Like, okay, so I try. They yuck up my vexation last night, so I'm just trying to temper my emotions by sensibly trying to air out some of the issues.
Now tell me what you air out this time.
As we talk about the cost of living and the cost of where you're getting these things from, like I asked Mr. Lang, can we start to have some sensible conversations about some of the things that they've said to us here at home that are local? The Golden Yolk Program.
Yes, the eggs. Yes.
Have been cheaper now.
Eggs, the man didn't say eggs almost still at the time announced that they have this big golden yolk and they could be producing a bunch of eggs and the cost of eggs can be cheap.
Again, at the top of the show, I told you that it is to my assumption, and we are left to assume, like a number of the callers have said, because we don't get no clarity to our settlement as a people on some of these issues. So it's to my assumption that this entire VAT conversation is just to switch the topic of all the missteps that has happened without them having to realistically and genuinely account for them in meaningful ways to us as a people.
Okay.
The Golden Yoke program is something that we should be benefiting from. The chickens them should be big chickens by now. A gentleman called in on Mr. Lang's show and said that he had to purchase layers from, he believed, either Bamsey or BIS or something. So it's either they bought the chickens in and sell the chickens so they make some money or something, but we're not hearing nothing about it no more. And that's what happens in our country. Governments make decisions and feel like they don't have to be accountable to us. And then they come back and throw us half of a bone and tell us, hey, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
I hear you. All right. Thanks for calling, bro. That's very interesting. I come to you right now, caller. Hold on. Tech says, Pearly, actions speak louder than words. 5% off means nothing. If everything's still going up, now they're saying save your receipt. They're coming to interrogate your spending. We done. Philip stuck a fork in all Bohemians. Only foreigners living good over here, especially immigrants. Game over. They hate too many. Wow. Pearly show as usual. Tell your caller 2024 taught us if you do wrong, do it by yourself. Some places selling 6 eggs opposed to 12. Pearly, I will soon start selling eggs in line. Pearly, I've been on TikTok and I just found Sparky White. He is only white man who is leave Sparky. Hey, Pearly, when is the second part of the speech coming on tonight? Nothing on crime or anything in the middleman who carry out like customs. The government don't control Rupert Robert prices. Afternoon. There we go. Sorry. Afternoon, Pearly. Your call is right. Decreasing VAT on groceries still won't ease much, but the prices shouldn't go up either. VAT is for the government, not the merchants. If customs and VAT on groceries go down, we should see the benefit of the base price and the VAT. Someone should give a real-life example of a food item now that landed cost was and now much and how much we should be saving. That's a good question. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yes, Pearly. How you doing?
Hey, my brother. What's happening? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the speech.
You all are.
I understand. No, what happens is they may have mixed up the thing they give him. You know how you go to speak and they give it up? Because if you look at the beginning of it, he paused. Like, is this the right one?
and somebody say,
let's go with that.
I'm hearing, so they say all kind of different pieces. Say Dave wrote that. I don't know, man. I was really disappointed. I came there enthusiastic to hear some things. I was more concerned about the crime and corruption than other things, you know.
But see, this is where I thought the speech was about the way forward, considering 3 years of inept incompetence and capability and inability.
Uh-huh.
I thought to be like that. We have awoken and this is what we're going to do. And we have actually read the blueprint for change and we realized that 85% of it has not been even attempted. And so we have give us time to readjust or whatever. I thought the arguments would be made. And so when you say the cost of living, right, that's the cost of food speech you give. The cost of living is transportation,
yes.
It's energy,
yes.
it's home to all of those different living.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this argument is that he has addressed the cost of living, and maybe from the perspective of those where he live in an environment, you know, for those of us that living because of the choices we make, you know, it is what it is. But there was no statement concerning the growth of the economy. We're watching, for those of us that watch international, we're seeing a shift in the global economics and supply chain breaking up and other things. And we know that the prices will continuously go up.
Yep.
I would like, and I should have called Lang and asked him to give me the years that he knew that where inflation went up, it came down to the negative of where it was before.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever has. So we could reliably have an expectation that the price has gone up is up based more than we have been earning. So what was the strategies for growing the economy? You know, when he says things like, oh, the trade diversification, it's not simple. You know, first you have to talk about port capacity and connectivity. the different, the limited transportation networks
that we are
part of, our dependency on middlemen because we don't have economies of scale. You know, the wholesalers and stuff. The existing relationship with U.S. suppliers that we're going to disrupt without any guaranteed flow from these other countries that we may exist to it. We get the countries that that suffers from geopolitical instability. I mean, there's so much I can tell you about just simply making the statement concerning trade and supply chain management, and that's not even my discipline. Okay, and so I don't know who's advising the prime minister. I mean, dollars for advice. I could have gotten one good laptop from Dell that has AI plugged in. And so what happens though is that it's disappointing.
It is
because you know. The 5% would not have mattered if you grew my my income 5%, because 100% of my income would not have gone to food.
Yeah.
And so, what is the strategies for the growing the personal economies of individuals? You know, what is it to increase efficiencies that actually would cause us to get more for less? You know, it's so much more than these talking points that we often here from a political standpoint. And for, oh, by the way, for GNN, you know, I hope you remember that Lincoln Bean used to be a reverend. So visiting hospitals and prison is his forte. But if we want to use that qualifications, I got hundreds of reverends who has more qualifications, who visits the hospital every single day. If that's the qualification for being prime minister, we got a bunch of deacons, what do you call them? Bishops and other different things.
The Catholic Church got a priest assigned to the hospital who goes there every day.
That's what I'm saying to you. So, every and so, you know, there has to be more qualification than the fantasies that has been put out by the Coalition of Independence.
Right,
and so for me, they are non-issue. But so I wish people would stop inserting them until their leader or leaders get together and bring us a coherent plan or strategy that can be actually implementable, even if it's based in reason and reality, it'll be a start.
See, Alan, I'm running out of time. I got a couple more callers. Go right ahead.
What behemoths have to do is demand of the individual MPs that the government of the Bahamas reboot that speech and reboot what the Prime Minister came with and tell him that we need something, we need some disruptive innovation. To doing the same thing is not going to get us where we need to be. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Good afternoon, Pearlie. The government need to use leverage against the wholesalers, allow households to pool their resources and shop in Miami and bring in pallets of food items VAT-free. Y'all keep forgetting what, but anyway. Nothing on potholes. The egg program is still in the drawing board, or the sale at the hotel in Freeport, they have a sale yet. Hey, Pearlie, be honest, who switched the speech on the PM last night? Call Anton, please spin the real speech that the PM was supposed to say. But this one here says, coming right now, is yes, everybody right. The PM, in its national gesture, should have gone ministry by ministry and give plans for improving the lives of Bahamians, not make a few cursory announcements. And your other caller is also right. Many countries like Germany and even Canada are starting to lean right in their politics, especially with immigration and socialism. We will not be able to get as much help from the foreign entities going forward. We have to sustain ourselves and find several golden eggs. And finally, Pearlie, great show as usual. We are lazy. Let the prisoners farm and feed the country. Wow. Interesting. Call you on there. How you doing? Hey, how you doing, Carla? What's up?
Good day, brother. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. You?
I'm doing fine, man. Happy New Year, 2025, to you and your family.
To you too, my brother.
God, continue blessings.
Amen.
On the course of the year.
Yes, sir.
I love early.
Yes, sir.
You're making me laugh, man. You're making me laugh.
Why, man? Why you say that?
A lot of things for being said, you know?
Me couple. You ain't got much time, but give me a couple. Let's get as quickly as you can.
Said it again, Pearlie. I get out of here.
I say, give me a couple, because we ain't got much time left. So go as quickly as you can.
Yeah. Let's conversation earlier.
Okay.
If you could tell me, please, how much miles of road was repaired
under or constructed under the previous Zeffenham administration.
Let me. I can tell you. I can say this much. Y'all vote them out. That don't count. In the words of Fred Mitchell, fix it. Tell me how much you made certain promises. You've been inside for 3 years. Y'all need to stop running from what they ain't do. Y'all vote them out for that. So they got paid. They got paid for their lack of ability. They got paid for not doing what they're supposed to do. Tell me what you're doing.
Let me also add something that you're overshooting entirely.
Okay.
In that conversation.
Okay.
When you have a situation where an existing government, being the previous Effingham administration, Minister-led Effingham administration, allow for the road networks throughout this entire country to run into a complete state of disrepair to the point where all of the roads have become unstable.
Anton, hold on. Where you get the proof of that? Hold on. See, you trying to distract. You even bringing up roads and be talking about this speech is your problem. But I ain't letting you go there because the road issue is not an issue today. Minister is not the prime minister. Minister is not even leader of the opposition. So why do you want to talk about something that y'all vote them out for not doing?
Because
you came in power saying you can do certain things. That's all I want to talk about.
You've
done been in power for 3 years, my brother. Hold on, Anton. No, Anton, I'm not letting you go back to 2020, 2017. I want 2021 to present. That's all I'm interested in.
Fine.
I'm using Fred Mitchell, the Honorable Fred Mitchell words. You in power, fix it. I'm interested in what Minister ain't do. I'm interested in what Minister could do. Minister ain't there no more.
Let me make my point.
But be clear on that. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about what's going on now.
Let me make my point.
All right.
The president that the cabinet has already approved for over $200 million in roadworks to take place.
When it gonna happen? Give me the date it can start, because I drive in pothole today. Pothole everywhere.
Yeah, that's fine. It's happening as we speak throughout the island.
Where?
And in the capital.
Where?
Right?
They pave piece of Bay Street, piece of Shirley Street. Still ain't finished it.
Throw the capital, Burley. It's happening.
Okay,
right?
It's
not going
to
happen.
Okay, so now let's talk about how that giving me more money in my pocket to go to the grocery store.
Second point. Going on to the grocery store conversation, right?
You got to hurry up and be out of time. You got to go quick.
The Prime Minister announced.
I got 1 minute.
The Prime Minister announced that he is giving Bahamian citizens a break to the tune of $30 million of government revenue.
I want to know where you can make that up, because that equates to $90 million the government will lose. Where they can make that up?
And the add-on impact of that is at least $90 million in the economy for Bahamians. Now, when Bahamians go to the grocery stores, they're going to feel that. Despite whatever petty talks may be taking place, when Bahamians who...
It's petty when people don't agree with you, but when you say that it ain't petty,
When Bahamians who can least afford it, Pearly, go to the grocery stores, they will be thanking.
We can know soon enough. Talk is cheap, you know it by land. We can know soon enough. Soon enough. I got to go, Anton. This has been Pearly. I can't get to you. Blame me. I ain't tell you blame, Anton. Blame me. This has been... You wouldn't really come on up right now. Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads Thursday with Pearly in the house. You see you in the flip side of the news when we can talk some sports. Some ain't much. Football tonight. We'll be back after the news. Thank you.
It's bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's
all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's Thursday, and it's time for the four balls, the cuatro pelotas. And your four balls today?
1911.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Ice, Pinder Tile, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to Talking Heads on a Thursday afternoon here with Pearly. Time to talk sports on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. But just before we can get two things in quickly, one last text says, we don't care about fixing roads when our families are suffering the brunt of cost of living increased due to the PLP bad policies. And I want people to be clear on one thing. The VAT was reduced on food, on grocery items only. Nothing else. Not medicine, not baby stuff, not female stuff, not deodorant, not detergent. Not Burger King, not Wendy's, not KFC, not none of that. VAT is not decreased on none of that. Only on stuff you buy in the grocery store. Food. Only. So just to be clear. All right. Oh, Lordy, so good to be back. Let's get right into it because, you know, I got to get into the day in sports history. So good to be here with you again today. Let's get right to it. What are we doing here? I always pressing the wrong thing, you know. Okay, today is Thursday, January 9th, 2025. I almost say 2026. Here we go. Today in sports history, in 1918, the NHL announced a new rule that permitted goaltenders to leave their feet while making saves. Previously, a penalty was called if a goalie sat or laid on the ice to stop the puck. In 1930, the Boston Bruins set an NHL record with 14 straight wins. In 1952, Jackie Robinson became the highest paid player in Brooklyn Dodger history. In 1954, Bert Olmsted of the Montreal Canadiens tied an NHL record when he scored 8 points in a game. In 1962, the NFL banned the grabbing of face masks. This ended their 33-game winning streak. Also in 1972, the 2 millionth NBA point was scored. Is that correct? Is that 2 million? I'm guessing. In 1973, the Philadelphia 76ers began a 20-game losing streak. In 1977, Super Bowl XI set a pro attendance record with 103,438. The NBC telecast was viewed by 81.9 million people. In 1981, Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito announced that he would retire as a hockey player after the New York Rangers-Buffalo Sabres hockey game. The game ended in a tie. In 1984, Pascal Perez of the Atlanta Braves was arrested for cocaine possession in his native Dominican Republic. In 1991, a special committee of Major League Baseball authorities officially banned Pete Rose from being elected into the Hall of Fame. They need to drop that ban. In 1997, former Los Angeles Kings owner Bruce McNall was sentenced to 5 years, 10 months in prison in order to repay $5 million after being convicted more than 2 years ago on bank fraud and conspiracy charges. In 1998, the Hockey News magazine selected Wayne Gretzky as the best NHL player ever, GOAT of all time. 2004, Brian Butcher of the Phoenix Coyotes set a new NHL record with his fifth consecutive shutout. The total time of the streak was 325 minutes and 45 seconds. And finally, in 2005, Randy Moss of the Minnesota Vikings pretended to pull down his pants and moan the Green Bay Packers crowd during a playoff win. On January 13, the NFL fined Moss $10,000 for the act. And the sports quote of the day, I'll always be number one to myself. Moses Malone. Yeah, let's get to the home front, brought to you by Burger King. VJ Baylor steamrolled Cincinnati. VJ and Baylor steamrolled Cincinnati. Bohemian Guard led the way with 18 points. McPhee Inks deal with the Cubs. And Mingos fall to strikers in UB Showcase opener. Wow, cool. How everybody doing? It's a good sports day. The NCAA college football playoffs start today with Notre Dame and Penn State. I'm excited about it. I see Georgia quarterback Beck is entering the transfer portal. I can't hear from Beat Chief. I don't know why. Anyway, Callie on there. How you doing?
Callie, there is Doc. You know, it's long with you and your producer, Pearly.
How you doing, brother?
I'm holding, thank God.
Amen.
You know, still a little hoarse from rushing, you know, but I'll be all right. But what I want to say, right?
But you were shaking bells. Are you hoarse from rushing? Are you shaking bells?
Yeah, but, you know, I was taught a bear. My upper body.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
And, you know, all there were droppy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But what I want to say, that's small things to me.
Okay.
But what I want to say is this. If we go to a store, take for instance,
you taking my sports part into this, back to this,
yeah,
background.
I must, because I was trying to get through.
All right, you're the only one I get. Nobody else called to talk with that. I letting you get this in, okay? Go ahead.
You're
special today. Go ahead.
Buddy, what are we going to say, right? Now, with this cut in which the Prime Minister implementing, right?
Uh-huh.
Right now, those chain food store, right?
Yeah.
They selling oranges, $1.10. One place got it, $1.
Okay.
Okay? Each.
Okay.
Now, I go back to those same store, which, you know, I would be going, you know, because that's the way I live.
Uh-huh.
Go back to those same stores, and those oranges and other things are not being cut 50%.
Dang, so why this will be cut 50%? VAT cut 50%, not the cost of the food.
Okay.
So if the orange costs $1,
uh-huh,
when you go to the cash register, you're paying $1.10%.
Right.
$1.10, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, it costs $1, you're paying $1.05. That's all.
Well, if it's not to $1.05, and it's still the $1.10.
You have to check what the VAT is, because that don't mean the cost of the orange ain't going up. You understand what I'm saying? You got to look on your receipt, or let somebody look on the receipt for you, and check and see if that cost gone down. The regular cost may have gone up. You got me?
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
If it's not gone down, and I'm not saying me now, because, you know, those lawyers, they don't care who it is. They want money, and I don't have any money like that.
Let me say this. Before you say anything else, if it don't gone down, all hell can pay loose. Okay?
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
If people want to sue, right?
Yeah.
You think a lawyer will take up the case?
It depends on what you're suing for and how much it is. I don't know. I can't say. Some lawyer may want to take up the case.
But a liar say lie.
Yeah, but he said, and understand it, 50% of VAT. That don't necessarily mean the price of that product going down.
I got you.
Okay, let me go. But I got another caller.
If it hadn't went down, right?
Then we could deal with it.
If the VAT hadn't changed or went down, right?
Uh-huh.
And one would want to sue.
You can't sue unless they're doing a legitimate nothing to sue about. If they bring in the stuff and pay and they're allowed a certain markup, that's it. Ain't nothing you can sue about that.
Well, the Prime Minister should understand that.
Ah, let me go. I got another caller coming. We ain't talking, talking sports now. But he want to take me and talk. Be talking. Hi, caller. How you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Call you on this. Sparky, if you ain't talking sports, we ain't talking nothing but no VAT or nothing no more. I didn't say that.
I was good.
I don't say that, and I don't. My producer put you on for the talk. Other than sports, me and you can fight. What you saying, Spocky?
Give me time to get yourself laughing. No, Naughty, I mean, Paulie.
Yes, sir.
I need to meet you somewhere in Chippenham in a bar one night. So we can have some drinks. And we throw Guinness bottles at one another. And then
Spocky,
we order some more drinks.
You ain't going to be able to throw no Guinness. If I tell you, if you come in Chippenham to bar to me, you can't throw no Guinness bottle at me now. them brothers ain't gonna let you get on the chipping out. one of these days, you go to Lumpy's one of these days.
My fire stick going down. I can't get no sport. I can't get nothing from deadness. I can't get nothing from alive.
Oh,
I was going to the final from you. Any Thursday night football?
Yeah, there's college football. The college semifinals of the college football.
Ain't no pro football tonight.
No, not till Saturday. Two
so
on
just
Saturday.
Just on live. Just on Saturday. I tried to find out. We can't even watch sport. The Commonwealth of Bahamas, all the money we pay for cable and DTC, we can't even watch sport. You got to go on Fire Stick. Look at that, Bernie, before I go, right? I don't mean to make him mad, but why we can't just drop 50% on VAT on everything? Have a good night.
Good night. he's going to get one in. He's going to get one in. All right, bro. So, tonight, college football. Now, this football straight through. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is football. All right? Now, for me, football is football. I ain't worrying, but it's pro or college. But college tonight. You got, what's the fella's name? We got Notre Dame, that's my team, at Penn State. They're playing in the Orange Bowl in Miami. And then football tomorrow will be Ohio State and Texas, and then get three NFL games on Saturday. We go to pick for all of them. Since tomorrow's a holiday, we go to the pick for all of them. Callie on there, how you doing?
Hello?
Listen to your phone, not your radio.
Yes, I'm listening. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, thank you so much, man. I'm actually a Bahamian, and I live in Mexico.
Mexico,
and
okay.
I know you said no one else called, but I was the one trying to call into you when you were on that. So please, can you allow me just 2 minutes?
I'll give you, like we say at home, I'll give you a blight. Go ahead.
But thank you very much, man. Okay. I'm calling all the way from Mexico.
I appreciate
it. Now, I just want to say, one of the things I think we as Bahamians need to do in regards to what the Prime Minister mentioned, we need to look at other avenues as well. I know persons there in the Bahamas that I've spoken to who have businesses there that I've been trying to tell them that Mexico is the new China. I've been living here now 4 years, and whenever there's a shortage of anything, food, grocery, cleaning supplies, whatever it is, there has never been a shortage here in Mexico. And I've been trying to get people to look at coming to Mexico, and that's what I do. I actually ship stuff to people in the United States.
Yeah, but
so I'm trying to get my Bahamian people to start looking at Mexico.
There are two concerns I have.
Less than $4 for a dozen of 30 eggs.
I hear you. I got two concerns about that. Two. Bahamians use the brand. And when I say brand, you know, we call disposable diapers Pampers. No matter what it is. It can be Huggies. It can be Loves. You call it Pampers. We like Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Right.
We like Pillsbury Dough.
Yes.
So I remember a certain food store brought some stuff in from Trinidad, a different brand from Trinidad, and it went belly up. I'm concerned if there's better behemoths who buy into a different brand but they're not used to seeing. And the second concern I have... I let you talk. The second concern I have is how do we get it to the Bahamas without having to circumvent shipping it through Florida, shipping it through Atlanta or wherever, making the transportation cost of it worth the while. I let you.
Yes. Now, to answer both of those questions, number one, most of the American products are made here in Mexico.
Are they packaged? Are they packaged?
We have all of that. Fabuloso, all of that here, right? That's the first thing. Yes, Mexico may have a different brand, but it's the same company, Kellogg's, that's making it. That's number one. Number two, I ship to Florida. So if persons have their own drop shipping, they can pick up from Florida and ship to the Bahamas.
Understood. Understood. But I still, and I do understand, and I do understand that it's Kellogg's that does it or whatever the brand we're talking about. But if it doesn't have that same Kellogg's cornflakes with that big rooster on it, fellas have a problem with that. If it ain't saying Sugar Pops with that, with them cornflakes, people, I tell you how behemoths go.
I hear you, and I
watch a certain food.
People, but like I said, we'll do have that here. Well,
okay, I got
you. We do have it here. We have all of them, the Kellogg's, the Captain Crunch, the Raisin Bran. We have all of those, the Cocoa Krispies, all of that is here. Yeah.
I think you need to make yourself a link with somebody here and see how best you can take advantage of this new program that the Prime Minister is introducing.
Well, I don't know if I can. Can I tell you my email address if people want to?
They can't. No, I can't let you say it on air, but I can let you give it to my producer if you choose to. That's advertising, man. That's a cost.
I'll give it to your producer that they can reach out and phone number that they can reach out.
All right, I'll let him take a number from you, and then I'll do it to a different venue. Okay, take the message for me, caller. I mean, Mr. Producer. So, where were we before we were so nicely interrupted and talked a little bit more about shipping and all that? No, but, you know, football, like I said, it's a good weekend for football. I see the Lakers game is canceled or postponed tonight because of the fires in California. And those fires really getting out of hand. Oh, I want to give a shout-out to the Archives Department over at the Ministry, Kenrick and the crew. There's the maintenance crew, Kenrick and the crew. They always listening. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And I promise to say hi to you guys. So it's always good when you walk in the streets and people say, hey, Pearly Bees, listen to you. You know, I like that. You know, and come back and tell you what you say, dude. Then you know they're really listening, right? Say, hey, Kenrick, hope you guys are having a great day and you're working too hard. You need to be working hard today. Make sure things are right. Thank you so much. So much for listening. Yeah, but the Lakers have postponed its game tonight because of the fires in Los Angeles. We're really getting out of hand. So I guess they'll reschedule that for another night. Again, I was supposed to be in the Hornets tonight, so I guess they may play that another day. But those fires are getting out of hand. There's some big concern there about that. So got to worry about that a little bit. Outside of that, the football game is all the way on the East Coast in Florida, in Miami, actually, at the Orange Bowl. So, you know, that game is at no risk of being pulled. That, so we're happy to hear that. We got a text. Let's see the text. Pearly, send me that guy. Okay, I will. Boy, I'm reading that out loud. Not much movement in baseball right now. We talk a little bit about Roku Sasaki, who may be off the Padres list because with the Padres going through, the family having an infighting over the team, the sister fighting the brother. They're trying to get the sister saying that she has the best interest of the team at her heart. If the brother get it, he can sell it or run it down to nothing. So they're going into a big fight, which is going to hurt the team in some degree like that. I see Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback, is putting himself in the transfer portal. It's interesting. He plans to enter the college football transfer portal after declaring for NFL draft. Now, how does that work? How does that work? I don't understand. If you're clearing for the draft, but you're gonna go in the portal, maybe he's not going in the draft anymore. Maybe he's just entering another. Maybe that's what he's doing. All right, so you know, because I don't hear his name coming up too much, as in terms of how he might be drafted. So I think he may decide to go. You know, they give you an opportunity to declare you out, pull your name back out, especially if you have eligibility and playing time, eligibility to play another year. So maybe he may find it better to go to college and build up his stats and do a little better because Georgia didn't do too well this year. Big Chief Duckin. So maybe that's what he's doing. But I guess they'll clarify that a little bit, all right? I don't know, boy. It's the kind of time where, you know, things are quiet for those of us who aren't big basketball fans. You know, there were some key games yesterday. I think I was pretty much off on a lot of the games I predicted on yesterday. Oh, I gave you yesterday. I went with this. I think I remember the Sixers over the Wizards. I did go with the Cavaliers over the. Did I go with? No, I picked the Thunder over the Cavaliers. The Pacers beat the Bulls yesterday. I think we went with that. I know I went with the Knicks over the Raptors. Detroit beat the Nets. I would have gone with that route. The Trailblazers over Pelicans, yes. The Nuggets beating the Clippers. I can't remember what I said there. And the Bucks over the Spurs. Or did I even look at it? But did I really just look at all the football games for the weekend? All right, we ain't got my head over that too much. mainly because this is the first weekend of the playoffs. All right. There should be some really good games this weekend. And this is where we're going to separate champions from contenders, fakers from frauders, because, you know, we got who playing this? It's two games on Saturday, if I remember correctly. Yeah, you got the Chargers at Houston and the Steelers at the Ravens. That's two really good games at 4:30 and 8 o'clock. So you get all good. Then on Sunday at 1, you get the Broncos and the Bills. We can talk all about this. We can pick this after when we go to the picks. The Packers at the Eagles, and you get the Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then Monday, the last Monday Night Football, will be the Minnesota Vikings at the Rams. We talk a little bit about that. We talk a little bit about on our picks and with the two college football games. I get all the way with Notre Dame. I'm letting you know that off the top. We can take our first break. This is Pearly. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, a Talking Heads Thursday. When we get back, we'll take a look at what's going on with football, and we'll get to our picks. We'll be right back.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you look collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainT Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And we're back on the Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got a nice little final 12. Later, we're going to talk a little bit about some moves the Dolphins making. Hey, we out the playoffs. Let's get talk about them for the last time, all right? Talk about some of the signings they've made and where they're at with the salary cap and all that. Should be some interesting conversation. So that's what you're going to look at then. So now, this is the first weekend of the playoffs. A lot of stuff happening in terms of them being prepared. I think there's a possibility that one of the games, I think is it the Chargers game, that could be moved to Glendale, Arizona. If the fires don't get under control, because it's hard to breathe in the areas as well. Even if there's no fire, all right, it's really hard to breathe. So you know. I don't know. They were talking. I don't know why would they move it, because, or maybe they move into practice and the Chargers will practice there, something like that. All right, because they're supposed to actually be playing in Houston. I know the Lakers game has been postponed. So, but we'll see what goes on with that. Like that. That's scary stuff going on out there. There's some real scary stuff going on out there. So, like I was saying, football this weekend. Tonight is Notre Dame at not ACT, but Notre Dame is the visiting team. They're playing in the Orange Bowl. I like Notre Dame as a team. I think they're the most complete team in right now of the Final Four. In terms of when you look at the defense top five and you look at the offense top five and the special teams are very good. All right. If you can't make very many mistakes around them, particularly in offense, this is going to be a really good test for Penn State. To see where they're going to be going. There's no major injuries that we need to be concerned about. But I'm interested. I'd be excited to see about what Notre Dame does in this. This could be their first, their best chance to win a national title. See, the problem is, how to put this now, because I don't want to pit. You know what? The smart kids go to Notre Dame. The really smart kids who are athletes. So you may get an offensive lineman who's a 3.9. But that one with the three flat 3 point or the 2.9 may go to Ohio State, who's a better player. So it's hard for some players to get into Notre Dame academically. And Notre Dame, just like Zach, strict on the academics. Great sports school, like Zach, but be strict on the academics. All right? So when you get beat by Zach, you get beat by smart kids. So same thing with Notre Dame. The smart, the kids who get better GPAs in high school, who have better APT scores in high school and AP scores in high school, they're the ones that end up in Notre Dame. As opposed to going to Harvard or the Ivy League school, because Notre Dame, they do have high academic standards and high admittance standards. So sometimes it's difficult to get in there like that. But I like Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame tonight. It's a pick 'em between the two. You really don't know what to expect. Notre Dame is ranked fifth. Penn State ranked fourth. So pretty even teams. In terms of even when you look at what they both home records are 7-1. They're really good. I think Penn State got two losses. Notre Dame got one loss. Notre Dame did lose to an unranked team. But I like what I see in Notre Dame. I like Penn State does put out great linebackers. It's going to be to see if Notre Dame offense can respond to Penn State's defense. So it's going to be a great game. I'm going to go with Notre Dame, and I'm going to go with Notre Dame by a field goal. All right, that's how I see it with that game. That's how I feel about them, and I think they could be all right. Tomorrow's game is Ohio State and Texas. Now, with Ohio State, you don't know what you're getting. Because Ohio State could win it all as well. Ohio State could win it all as well. Texas has the ability. I know, because I'm talking about them. I'm going to forget the name of their quarterback. Ewers. He's talking about transferring out of Texas because Arch Manning can take his job next year. We know that. That's Peyton Manning and Eli Manning nephew, Archie Manning's grandson. He's trying to deflect from talking about that and concentrating this game. If he comes out and playing the kind of football he can play, Texas could beat Ohio State. They could beat Ohio State. But Ohio State can put it together. They just can't beat Michigan. But Ohio State, if Ohio State gets their act together, they can win the game. Ohio State is favored by touchdowns by 6 points. I like Texas in the upset, but either way, I'll take Texas in the points. Even if Ohio State beat them, it won't be by a touchdown. So I'll take Texas in the points. I think that's going to be an interesting game to see. We'll get more into the NFL in a couple of minutes. What else going on like that? I see the Raiders fired the general manager. They fired the coach yesterday. Now they fired the general manager. Everybody survived the first 2 days. You're safe. But now they just fired him. I see the Gators game is postponed. Back to the Notre Dame again. Some of the players got the flu. But you got to suck it up. God, I don't want to make no excuse tonight, but he was sick with the flu. Michael Jordan come and did sick with the flu, 100 and some degree temperature, and did do it. So I won't take that. I see that, to the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill's agent. I see that he's saying that Hill doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to leave the Dolphins. He's committed to the Dolphins. But I don't like what you said, and I know you need to apologize to your fellow teammates. That's what you need to do. I got a text here. Here we go. Hey, Pearly, anybody here from that Georgia Bulldog guy, the new Big Chief? I hope he's not resting in Kansas City in the cold, biting his fingernails. Hey, Pearly, you Catholic guy. Sorry about Nittany Lions. We'll trump those Catholic dudes in the Orange Bowl. Interesting, Jeffrey. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. I really believe that Notre Dame could win it all. If Notre Dame wins tonight, I think they'll win it all. Of course, if they lose tonight, they don't win nothing. But I think if they get all on and win tonight, they could win the championship next week. They got a really, really good team, a really complete team. They got a good quarterback. Not a great, a good quarterback. They got good, they balance in the run, good wide receivers, good tight end, really good offensive line. They're balanced as a team. They're very balanced as a team. You know, it is, I mean, every team got weaknesses, but you don't see it so much in them. Same thing with the defense. Pretty balanced. Pretty strong defense. And what I saw last week with the special teams, I was impressed. You know, very impressed. Good blocking up front. You know, good the kick returner with good cutbacks. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on with them there. I'm pulling for Notre Dame tonight. I'll be attentively. And that's hoping, you know, that Notre Dame holds on to win, and then we'll see what happens. I think Texas will beat Ohio State tomorrow, and there'll be a Notre Dame-Texas championship, which is good, which is good, which is good. You don't want Georgia and Alabama, the SEC, hogging up all the trophies or dominating. It'll be good. It'd be good to see that like that. I see there's nothing much more going on the baseball front right now. Things pretty much taking a quiet scene right now. A lot of speculation and talks. On the 15th is when all the international monies come back. Like, you got an X amount of dollars in Major League Baseball that you can spend on international players. And what I mean like that is, if these players come to high school in the States and they go through the process, they're not considered international players. But if they stay at home and they sign, that's an international player. So they have X amount of dollars. I don't know what each team has. And you can spend it however you want it. You can give this one $1 million, that one $2 million, this one $5 million. Come the 15th, that money shores up. It rebuilds up. So you get a fresh set of money that you can spend. Rumor has it that the Dodgers are asking their possible potential signees if they will wait 1 year. Some can tell them no. Some can tell them okay. Because I think they're trying to put all their money to try to get Roky Sasaki. That's the rumor that's going around. That the Dodgers have been approaching some of its Dominican and Mexican and Venezuelan players and saying, oh, hey, we want you, but we want you to hold on. Can you wait till next January? And then we'll bring you on. And they probably end up having to say, listen, we were going to bring you on for $1 million. We'll give you $1.5 million if you wait. Some players may take it. And if I see them do that, then you know they're all in to get Sasaki. Texas says, Irish will go down tonight just like those Sox teams this year. You're rubbing it in. But we'll see. We'll see. Irish haven't been there for a while. I think the last time they made it, I think it was Alabama that beat them. But Alabama didn't make it this year. Hey, yeah, uh-huh. So back to, so I can say this one. So I was rudely interrupted by that text. So I think if the Dodgers is going to put all this money together, they're going to really go after Roky Sasaki. They're not finished moving. They made a trade with Minnesota. They sent a promising catcher, and they got a prospect pitcher who I didn't like his numbers. I didn't like his numbers in AAA, so I don't know. But one thing about the Dodgers, they could see a pitcher, and he could be pitching like crap for the Braves. Bring him to LA, and he looks like a Cy Young winner because they find ways to find out what his problem is. Maybe he's throwing the wrong pitch too much. Maybe he needs to start throwing another pitch. Maybe his delivery is one way. Maybe his mechanic is another. They really do a really good job of analyzing pitchers and getting them to tweak their rotation, their arm drop, or even some pitches they throw to make them really good pitchers. So if you see a pitcher that you think was mediocre with another team, and they end up in LA, you could rest assured that brother can be able to pitch well. So watch what Snell can do, and he's been great. And watch the Dodgers going to look at him. They're going to adjust some things in him, and he's going to be even more devastating. So, you know, but the Dodgers aren't finished yet. They're not quite finished yet, so there's some other things to happen. I see Bregman to the Red Sox is working out. That may happen soon. All right. You see they'll issue Tatum in Boston making some noise. There's a lot of talk that Dallas may make a move for the number one pick. And they may give up Micah Parsons to get that number one pick so they could get Deion Sanders as their coach and Shedeur Sanders as their quarterback. And then come back and make a trade and send Dak Prescott to, I think, the Raiders. So that's going to be that. If that happens, you know, and I wish Naughty was here to talk more about that and let us know if his insider's giving him any insight on that. Because I would like to see if that would happen. That'd be interesting. There's going to be some moving up and down and some shaking. I know the Titans need a quarterback. And the Titans would prefer a ready quarterback, so I don't know. And they may not take Shedeur Sanders. They may go with Cam Ward of the University of Miami, who is more NFL-ready right now and who has the size and the build. So time will tell. You know, time will tell if that's going to happen. Read this text real quick. Are the D-backs make any moves this season? And yeah, the D-backs made a couple of moves. They signed, I can't remember, but the D-backs, they signed, I think it was the Corbett Burns they signed. Oh, this, I don't remember. They made a couple of signings to try and improve their team. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, the D-backs did make one or two moves. It ain't going to be enough, though. Call you on the air.
Hey, Naughty.
This ain't Naughty. This is the better looking one. Yeah.
What noise Tatum making?
You mean Tatum from Boston?
Yeah.
You mean the forward, the bright, the
Mangus
can do it. I'm not sure he has a good salary though. I think he's making the league max.
Say.
I think he's making a max contract, a maximum contract. There's certain contracts he could sign.
He just got big contract about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He got one about 2 years ago. He's not making the biggest one. Him and Art Brown.
He's not about his money. You know, some people that's hating on him.
Oh, some people been hating on him.
Yeah, hating on him, I should say.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, Boston will probably repeat. All right, let's get to the picks. Let's see here now. On Saturday, because you know, tomorrow's a holiday. Tomorrow's majority rule day, so I'm going to wish everybody a happy majority rule day in advance. Just get some rest tomorrow, because you ain't got another holiday till Easter. Just get that. Just know that much, okay? We got the Chargers at the Houston Texans. The Chargers are 3-point favorites. I think the Chargers is a team that can go to the Super Bowl. Will they? No. But if they could put it together for a couple of weeks, the Chargers got that kind of personnel to do it. I like the Chargers over the Houston Texans. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore 9.5-point favorites. I keep telling y'all, Pittsburgh ain't as good as their record was when they were 10-3. They backed back full flying speed. Lost their last four games and only make it in there because other teams couldn't win. So Pittsburgh, I like Baltimore to walk all over Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take Baltimore on the points. You don't like that, eh? On Sunday, there are three games. The Denver Broncos at the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is probably the greatest regular season team in history, but I don't think they would lose a first round game, particularly to Baltimore. The Broncos. I don't like the points, 8 points. I'm going to go with Buffalo at the money line. The Green Bay Packers are the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles look real good. If there's one team that can go to the Super Bowl other than Detroit and the NFC, I think it's the Eagles. All right? They have a really good team. They have a complete team. Those rookie wide cornerbacks look good, playing great. The pickup, I can't remember the defensive lineman they picked up has really produced. I like Eagles, and I like the points. 5, I like the points. Washington Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Commanders probably have the better team, but Baker. I like the Commanders and the points. And then on Monday night, you got the Minnesota Vikings at the Rams. We'll talk about that on Monday on the show. I'll let you think about that a little bit. It's been great. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the text. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for the encouragement. Without you, I don't have a show. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. This has been Pearly on the Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a great holiday tomorrow and have a super fantastic weekend. We'll see you next week.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on 96.9 FM.
Some Miami Dolphins news to break down today because the Dolphins signed 12 players to future deals, which means they are going to be on this Dolphins roster all offseason long, heading into offseason workouts and training camp. We'll go through all 12 players and how they potentially could have an impact on this roster in the future, and if any of them actually have a chance of making this team come next summer. But we'll start with the first name, and I think the one that might be the most notable for you Dolphins fans is offensive tackle Ryan Hayes. And that name might sound familiar is because, well, he's been with the Dolphins before, and, well, he was an actual draft pick of Miami. If you remember Ryan, he was a seventh-round pick in 2023 out of the University of Michigan. He was a second-team All-Big Ten twice for the Wolverines, and he bounced around the Dolphins practice squad, off the practice squad, but he was officially re-signed to the Dolphins P squad on November 6th, and he actually was elevated for a couple of regular season games this year as well. So this is someone that Miami clearly has some sort of interest in long-term. Is there any commitment or absolutely assurance that he is going to be someone that performs for this team? No, but he is someone that the GM in the front office clearly at least have some sort of liking to because they've been keeping him around for quite a while, and, well, they drafted him. All right, make sure you are subscribed because we will have you covered on everything Miami Dolphins. For example, we tell you we will. Well, guess what? We're showing you by breaking down future deals, so make sure you are subscribed because you'll never miss a thing surrounding the Miami Dolphins. Next player, we'll stay on the offensive lineman department. Byron Matos, the offensive lineman who has been with the Dolphins after being a UDFA in the 2024 draft. And I think this is a really cool story. And we've talked a lot about Matos over the past year, at least before the season, in the offseason, and in training camp at OTAs, because he played college basketball. He's one of those guys that played college hoops and then is trying to transition into the National Football League. He played for South Florida. He was one of the international pathway program signees that doesn't count against the roster of Miami, and they're trying to convert him to an offensive lineman. He didn't really do a lot in the preseason, even though he was on the roster the entire time. He only played 17 snaps in the preseason, but it's a big-bodied guy. He's athletic. He can move his feet. You have to move your feet to play basketball. So this is someone that Miami clearly has at least some interest in terms of keeping him around, seeing if he can develop in the Dolphins organization system. And, hey, maybe he is one of those guys you look back at in 5-6 years, you're like, holy shit, I can't believe the Dolphins actually stayed with it and got the results out of the former South Florida basketball player. All right, another offensive lineman, Chasen Hines, another guy who was with the Dolphins in the preseason, was with the Dolphins in terms of being on the practice squad almost all year long. Hines got a lot of PT and a lot of run in the preseason for Miami. So these three names all were with the Dolphins in the preseason or were at least with them almost all season long on the practice squad, three offensive linemen that Miami clearly want in their system. And let me know, no lies, but I also don't want to be disrespectful to these guys. Do you remember any of these players from the preseason? I do, because I watched every snap, and I have to cover the team, so I got to know who these guys are. But for the average fan at home, let me know, did you know who these three players were before I told you more about them? All right, the next person we'll talk about, Hayden Rucci, my personal favorite on the list. We mentioned 12 signees. Well, this is my favorite one. And I think he's a sneaky guy to stick around long-term and actually make the roster of Miami next year. If you had to put a gun to my head and say which one of these 12 future guys has the best chance of being on the Dolphins 53-man roster after cutdown day next August, it's Hayden Rucci. He is a big-bodied tight end from Wisconsin, 6'5", 247, had 7 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown in the preseason. But I like him more as a blocker, and I think he has the long-term potential to be an Alec Ingold replacement. And I said this in the preseason. I said this in the offseason prior to this past regular season. He is someone that I identified in the draft and the UDFA process as someone that makes a lot of sense to stick around with Miami long term. I think he's got the mobility to play that F-back kind of role that Alec Ingold plays currently. I think he can develop more as a blocker out of Wisconsin to maybe replace Julian Hill. We know Mike McDaniel likes to keep some tight ends around, especially some of them just to be blockers, like a Julian Hill, maybe even a Durham Smythe at times. I think Hayden Rucci is someone that can really blossom in the system that Miami currently has with Mike McDaniel. Is it the best system? Well, no, but as long as Mike McDaniel is running the offense and calling the shots, I think Hayden Rucci is someone that may stick around and find a larger role. We still got 8 more players to get to, but we are sponsored by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. It's so easy to play. All you do is pick more or less on 2 or more player stat projections, and you can have a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. And with playoff time here, it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to play. You can get cash while watching the playoffs. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50. It's guaranteed, and you could play any way you want. You could combine players across different leagues and sports like basketball, football, hockey. You can combine different players. There's different combinations. It's all fun with Prize Picks. I got a 2-player entry here for wild card weekend in professional football. More than CJ Stroud, 14.5 rushing yards. More than Cortland Sutton, 64.5 receiving yards. 2-player entry here. This one won't win 1,000 times my cash, but you can when you make specific projections and entries that you can customize. And that's why I love Prize Picks. You can play any way you want. So download the app today and use code CLNS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. One more time. Download the app, use code CLNS to get $50 instantly when you place your first $5 lineup. Link is in the description and comments of today's video. What time is it? It's Prize Picks. Run your game. All right, a couple new players here. Jason Mitre and Isaiah Johnson, 2 corners who names also might be familiar for you here because these two played in the preseason for the Dolphins as well. Mitre is someone who was a UDFA out of Rutgers. Isaiah Johnson was out of Syracuse. And I'm not going to act like these guys will be stars, but they performed relatively well in the preseason for the Miami Dolphins. I actually remember thinking about Mitre, about he can be someone that sticks in Miami. I'm looking at his PFF numbers here. He played 122 total snaps for the Dolphins in the preseason throughout their 3 games. Had an overall grade of 72.6, coverage grade of 72.3, was good in run defense as well, having an 80.4% grade. Gave up a completion percentage of 69%, no touchdowns allowed, no PBUs, only allowed 34 yards. I was a big fan of Mitre, and I think he is someone, once again, you're going to hear me say this word, might stick around some more. He was kind of signed to a 2-year deal. I don't know if that's a standard futures deal thing or not, but we've saw multiple reports on Jason. I think Isaiah Johnson kind of performed pretty well in the preseason as well. So these are 2 guys that the Dolphins clearly like, and I'm glad they're both here because I both like them and want them to stick around with the Miami Dolphins. All right, more two players here. Jordan Colbert, safety, and Tariq Black, the wide receiver. And I want to highlight one of these two guys, and that would be the wide receiver, Tariq Black, because he was actually signed to the Dolphins practice squad on October 23rd. So he's been with the team for at least half of the season. And I wanted to share this quote as well, because Tariq Black, former Michigan Wolverine, former Texas Longhorn, highly touted recruit in college, 26 years old, never done anything in the NFL. I asked one of our Texas fans about Tariq Black more in depth, because I was like, I knew he's on the practice squad, but I never really thought much about him until now. And I was like, hey, what's your thoughts on Black? He goes, one of the worst players that you've ever seen. He's maybe the only wide receiver in the world that can't catch a football. Not my words, someone else's, but just wanted to throw that out there and provide some extra analysis for one of the guys that signs a future deal with the Miami Dolphins. I thought it was pretty funny, and I wanted to share with all of y'all. All right, but let me know, do you trust Chris Greer as Dolphins GM? Type T if you trust him. Type D if you do not. I am going to firmly believe that most of you are typing your Ds. That's what I would type, but let me know your thoughts. All right, we'll do a bunch of three here. All linebackers, William Bradley King, DaQuan Jackson, and Derek McClendon. Quickly on Derek McClendon, I don't really know who he is completely. He is one of the rare names on this list that I was unsure of. I didn't really remember him getting signed to the practice squad or anything like that. But DaQuan Jackson, I remember signing him during the season, and I think it was October, early November. And William Bradley King is interesting to me, because he was actually with the New England Patriots in the preseason of 2024. I think he is a interesting name to monitor, because I think he could be a decent special teams guy. He's someone that might be able to find a role, find a avenue to make this Dolphins roster on special teams. We know Duke Riley has a big role on special teams, and as a linebacker, was his contract is kind of up. What do the Dolphins do there? Do they bring him back? Do they replace him? Maybe William Bradley King will be in the running for that in the preseason. Last name to talk about, Neil Farrell, the defensive tackle. Another name that should be a notable one to you guys at home. Neil Farrell was a elevation multiple times this year to the Dolphins active roster. He actually played. It's not like he was just activated and kind of sat on the sidelines like Robert Hayes did a couple times. He legitimately got PT for the Dolphins in a couple games. Farrell, who's been on the practice squad, I expect him to be in the running to make this Dolphins 53-man lockdown day in late August. All right, I'll do it for today's show. We are going to bring you another video later today, and that is why you need to be subscribed, because we're dropping nearly two videos every single day, still live on a weekly basis, and we'll have you covered on all of the latest Dolphins news and rumors. So make sure you hit that sub button. Join us for a very eventful offseason down in the description. Bye.